Joining us now in our studio is the new principal at Northfield High School, Shane Beyer. Shane, I'm getting your name right. Is that correct? Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate that. This is going to be, I'm sure it has been, an eventful and exciting summer for you thus far. Tell us a little bit about the way the last couple of weeks have gone, because you have already started the job. You're a week or two into it, a couple of weeks into it.
Yeah, I think I had to redefine what vacation was going to be. Right? So I finished my duties in Mankato on the 30th of June, and July 1st I was in Northfield.
Wow. Let's talk about what happened before then. Go way on back. Give us a little idea of, you know, where you're from, your journey through the educational system, and how you got to where you're at today.
Yeah, I think a lot like Northfield, a little further west from here. I grew up in a rural farming community, D. Smith, South Dakota. I went to high school there, and then I decided that I would be an educator. For most of my life, I knew that I wanted to be working with people in some way, and so I went to college and got a degree in education, and I love sports as well, going through school, and so I decided to do some coaching as well, and so I ended up thinking, actually, a town just west of D. Smith, which is Miller, South Dakota, that was going to be my life. small town, be from a small town, teach in a small town, and life ever after.
It's kind of odd you mentioned that, because I was in Miller and DeSmet yesterday, actually, coming back home from the Black Hills. And it's a beautiful area. Boy, it's a flat land. There's a lot of agriculture there. And it's really a slice of the Midwest and rural America. I enjoy both of those towns.
Yeah, I think it was a great place to grow up. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of lessons of how to show up and be a good family man and work hard and be of service to your community.
Now, your first job in education, you mentioned you do sports. You have a teaching and a coaching position.
Yeah, teaching, coaching background. So I have a minor in physical education. So that's what got my first job. I was mm-hmm. a K-6 physical education teacher. I moved quickly and then into high school social studies and middle school social studies, where I spent most of my time. But then, I decided that maybe small town America was going to be a stop on my journey, and decided to go back to get my master's degree, and I found my adventurous side and decided to move to Idaho. Mm-hmm. After I got my admin degree, and I was an assistant principal and a principal of a junior high school in Idaho, Air Force Base community near Boise, beautiful country nonetheless. But when children start to arrive and you need to stay connected to family, you make different decisions. So that brought me back to the Midwest and to the Mankato area, and mm-hmm. where I spent 16 years at all three levels of the system as a principal.
All right. Tell us, you mentioned family, children arrive. Tell us, how many kids do you have?
I have three children, two boys that are beyond high school, and I have a daughter that's going to be a senior.
Okay. So she'll be attending Northfield High School?
Well, actually,
or is she still in Mankato?
Yeah, she's still in Mankato. Okay. The transition,
that's you can't pull
late hire. June is July is a hard time to think about a move and a transition to a new job. So we're going to make the transition now. From a distance, but it's been working. It's been fun to get to know Northfield a bit already. I've ate at some great places in the community. Had some good insight as to where I might find a good sandwich.
There's probably a lot of good places that you can find good sandwiches. Once again, we are talking with Shane Beyer. He is the new principal at Northfield High School. You'd mentioned athletics and sports. You were a participant when you were in a kid going through the system. What are your sports? What do you like?
Well, wrestling and football and track were the three that I was involved in. My children kind of followed suit as well. We also, I think, really value the arts and music. And my mm-hmm. kids have all been in choir and really see value in that well-rounded, diverse experience for kids.
Let's talk about Northfield High School. You're here now. You've got a couple of weeks on the job. Granted, there's a holiday in between there, too, with the 4th of July. So I don't know if there's a whole lot of working at that time or getting up to speed and what you need to know. But what is your first, impression of Northfield High School? And I guess that would be from we can start off with a look at the physical facility, because we've just done, as you know, some studies on what we may do in the future to improve on things. But what are your first impressions?
Well, I think the school itself, from a physical standpoint, is only a small part of what makes up the experience for kids, mm-hmm. right? It's a unique layout for sure. This big of a high school, all one level, makes it a little bit of a interesting setup. But certainly, Northfield's been able to make it work. But most importantly, it's what's inside that school. I've done some stakeholder surveys and just trying to get a sense for where people are, trying to get a sense for the value of the experience for kids and for staff. And what's interesting is the number one thing that people spoke to is people, the staff, mm-hmm. and the teachers, and how revered they are. And right behind that is the programming. So you put programming and people together, and you have what's called an experience. And that's what I'm trying to learn about, so that I can see what my role is as a new leader in helping to continue that legacy of outstanding education in Northfield.
Now, of course, we're on summer break right now, but have you had a chance to meet with, I guess probably not all of the teachers and staff, but have you met with a few of them yet?
Oh, yes. People are in and out throughout the summer, but I've also scheduled some listening sessions just to learn more about where things are and how I might be of service to a, outstanding community. We're coming out of a pandemic and, recent budget cuts. So, it's a new paradigm when you think about where we're headed. Mm-hmm. And how do we continue the legacy of great education in Northfield? And what's my role as a new principal? I think those are questions that I have.
Yeah, let's talk about what you're doing to prepare for the school year. It's still a month and a half away. We're only in, mid-July still. But what are some of the things that you're going to be looking at and getting up to speed on?
Well, staffing, first of all. I want to make sure there's teachers and staff in the right place at the right time when kids arrive, of course. Working on the schedule. So students have a place to go. They do their course requests and all the way back in February, and by the 1st of August, we're pretty well solid on what schedule will look like.
Mm-hmm. Once again, joining us now is Shane Beyer, the new principal at the Northfield High School. Let's look forward not only to this school year, but really beyond, and the course that education is going. You've been an educator and an administrator for a number of years now. Where do you see things going in the future, 5-10 years down the road?
Well, I think it's going to continue to diversify. I feel like the high school experience is starting to look a lot more flexible. There's certainly that online component that has entered into the picture. Primarily the pandemic really pushed that forward, and that has created some flexibility for students in terms of how to get access to the learning experience. And I think it's continuously thinking about how we are preparing kids for a future that we don't even quite know what is yet. So to continue to diversify programming to meet the needs of our students going forward. And ultimately, we want them to be like our mission statement and our vision and the commitments we have through the Northfield Promise. We want to make sure that we're looking beyond tomorrow, mm-hmm. because that will be here before we know it.
Oh, yeah, it definitely will. Shane, is there anything about you that we haven't mentioned yet, or anything that you'd like to mention while we have you in here?
Well, I'm a lifelong educator, mm-hmm. For really important reasons. I feel like it's important to get back to communities. People spent the time to help me grow and learn. And so I feel like that's always been my mission, is to give back in that way, so help prepare the next generation of young people to help take care of us when we reach that age of retirement and beyond. I think we're going to be in good hands.
All right. Well, we want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes and coming in here to get to know you. It's much appreciated. We wish you the best all success at Northfield High School. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Shane Beyer, once again from the Northfield High School, the brand new principal. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and talk with Rich, and then we've got news with a side of sports. Tim McNiff on the way.